Thanks for listening to the Inner Life Podcast. Be sure to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app. Find your local Relevant Radio station for the Inner Life at relevantradio.com or stream us live every day on the Relevant Radio app.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is the Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to the Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, coming to you every weekday to give you a little bit of help and a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. Great to have all of you with us today. And today, finding peace in the midst of change. Now, I say it a lot on this program. I'm going to say it again. Change is wonderful as long as someone else is doing it. But change in our own lives, it's difficult. Let's be honest about that. When we lose a job, maybe a loved one is diagnosed with some illness, life changes in some way we couldn't have imagined. How do we find peace in those moments? How do we find the peace of Christ when change is rocking our world? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Here to help us on the journey, our spiritual director, back with us once again, Father Sam Martin. Father Martin is a priest in the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, pastor of Holy Name of Jesus Parish, that in Wausau. Father Sam Martin, welcome back. Great to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Chuck. It's Lent, and so we can walk this pilgrimage together, and it's great to be in solidarity with you and all of our listeners.
And looking forward to our discussion today. I love talking about change because I think, it's all around us. Let's be honest about that. Then the question is, what are we going to do with it? But as we do every day, we'll open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us. And we hope some of you will say yes to our invitation, be part of the conversation today. But Father Sam Martin, get us started. We talk about change, but let's be honest. Man, change can be difficult, can it?
Yeah, and I think it becomes more of a challenge as we get older. You know, we have a lot of things about human nature that are share in common with each other. You know, we do prefer the path of least resistance. We prefer something that's comfortable, and as we grow into something, then we become familiar with it and maybe even become fairly competent. So it's something that we might almost take for granted. And then all of a sudden something interrupts that or upsets that equilibrium that we've achieved, and then it's like we're scrambling and our true colors come out, that we like to have things that put us in a good light, that make it look like we know what we're doing, what we're talking about. And that's why this program is always a little bit unpredictable, Chuck, because we're not in charge. We're not in control. It's not our network. It really belongs to the Holy Spirit. And so we're along for the ride. We prepare prayerfully. We study, try to be ready for whatever might come, but we can't predict that. So that always makes us a little nervous. And that's the life of a disciple. You know, the Lord, he says, to put out into the deep. So it's a divine initiative, and we're not worthy. We make that claim every time before we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, that we're not worthy for him to enter under our roof. But even so, it wasn't merely reducible to our worthiness or our, scripting everything or controlling everything. But he says, I want you to follow me, trust me. And that means there'll be a lot of things that we can't predict, that we can't really somehow have it on our terms and our way and our timing, and that can be very frustrating. But for those with faith who trust in the Lord to some degree, more or less, opportunities for spiritual growth. We're stretched for greater glory, and the stretching is painful. And as we get older, I can't stretch at all anymore, Chuck. It's been many years since I touched my toes, but I know that they're still down there. It's just they're a lot lower than they used to be. I don't know how the ground got so low. But a few thoughts about change, which we find difficult. But by God's grace, can be a real encounter with the Lord, who does not change. He's immutable. God is a perfect being. But thank God, with his help and our cooperation, we can change.
Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director on The Inner Life today. Let's open up our phone lines, toll-free phone number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But we're talking today about finding peace in the midst of change. And what's been your experience of that when your life maybe has turned to chaotic, when change is all around you, when you are confronted with some change you did not see coming? How have you been able to find peace in the midst of that? Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father, talk to us a little bit more when we talk about change and just our faith. And you've talked about trust and those kinds of things. And sometimes I think when we're looking from the outside in at somebody else, you know, our counsel is to trust in the Lord. He's going to be fine. You're trust in the Lord. He's with you in all of this. We can say that, but when it hits us in the face, sometimes it's not so easy to do that.
I think to be, you know, maybe somewhat reasonable and accepting of our own visceral reaction, our first reaction is not typically the best one, that we lose our inner peace. We might say or do things that are a little bit, rash, and then we regret it, and we're embarrassed, humiliated that, I should have responded better. Well, that's the way it goes, and, you know, we, by God's grace, we learn to, you know, even that becomes fertile and fruitful because Pope Francis points out that through some humiliations is born the fruit of humility, and every saint in heaven, that's the one thing they have in common, is that they're humble, as all the children of God are meant to be. So recognizing that, you know, we don't always respond the right way, and understanding that and anticipating that, and as long as we bring that to the Lord and accept that this is a teachable moment, this is how people grow. They make mistakes. They say or do things that don't really represent them as they want to be represented, and even so, it's that encounter with the Lord who he draws straight with our crooked lines. He's the one that he says that, come to me if you're weary, you find life burdensome. And these things tire us out, that we just can't have life on our terms. And this past weekend's gospel, you know, Jesus, he confronts his ancient enemy, the devil, and we don't like what he does. I mean, he doesn't destroy the devil. He doesn't root up all the weeds from the wheat field. He just moves him around, puts him over here in the, you know, a bunch of pigs, and God creates, he doesn't seem capable of destroying. So, and we want a world that, you know, is just done, finished. We fixed it. So with God, if he won't do it, we kind of try to usurp his authority. We'll be the Savior, and then when that doesn't work, and it never does, then we vacillate to the other extreme, that we just become a spiritual sluggard and won't do anything because it's futile anyway, so who cares? Well, between those extremes, if, you know, our Messiah complex and our spiritual sloth is a child who we can do something. The Lord, he wants us. He created us to be a part of salvation history, to work with him in his vineyard. But he doesn't need us to save anyone. That's his job, and he knows how and when to do it. So these are all things that can be a great encounter with a God who he can't change, and that's good news for us. And we can and we must if we're going to enter eternal life with the Lord. We're not going to do so as willful creatures. We have to die to ourselves and many times. So, and this is not easy. And it doesn't matter how long we've lived or how many times we've gone through it. Anybody that says, I'm done, I'm finished, that means that you've died. That means that you're already home. I mean, between now and then, we'll be working on something right up until the day the Lord says, it's time.
Well, and then, Father Martin, when we talk about change, and then how important is our prayer life? And I know for me sometimes when things aren't going exactly the way I want them to and a little tumultuous and whatever that might be. I mean, we all go through those things. But I find myself praying and then almost at times talking myself into, I need to trust. I need to recognize God's in this. I need to trust in God. And so there's an element of prayer that is almost like a motivational talk to Chuck, to keep him engaged and realize what really is going on, that God is in the middle of all of it.
Yeah, that God speaks in the silence, and he just reminds us that so it has been, so it always will be, that Jesus taught us to pray, to ask for this day our daily bread today, just like the Israelites that were leaving, you know, Egypt, and they had to go through all those struggles in the desert, which is symbolic of the spiritual life. It's symbolic of world existence in this world for us. It's more of a desert than an oasis. I mean, there are oases, and that's especially for us the sacraments, the Mass, and all those beautiful graces that God gives, but to recognize that, you know, they were supposed to, you know, collect enough manna for today. And we have a tendency to hoard. We don't want to have to worry about tomorrow or next week, so we're just going to have enough for, you know, then the problem with that is it leads to self-reliance, which damages our friendship with the Lord, that we don't need him anymore, and honestly, something in our heart would prefer that. You know, I don't want to depend on anybody. I don't want to need anybody. I just want to be completely autonomous. And that's kind of a vision of hell, you know, is this separation from everyone, that we're made by a God who is a Trinitarian being, one God, three persons, and love doesn't exist in a vacuum, so it has to be given and received. So there's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and it's almost as if we want to live without that community of persons. Now, I know it's messy. I mean, it's easier when you're on your own sometimes. Ask anybody who's married or in a religious community or in a diocese. Not my diocese, Chuck. I'm talking about other places. But you think that I'd be better off without people, you know, right? And John Paul Sartre, who was not the most optimistic man and not a man of faith, he said that hell is other people. Well, that's the problem with sin, is that it leads us to those sorts of thoughts and feelings and in a way can be impressed on the world. That leads to lots of worse things. So the idea, of course, is that God gives us enough grace, enough help day by day to handle the things that he can see that are coming and we can't. And that is meant to bring us into a deeper communion with God and with others. But because of our original sin, that can lead us in a different direction too. And we live in a world now that, having gone through COVID for about a year, we see how much division, how much isolation, separation, all the different ways that we've suffered, and the changes that we didn't see coming, we didn't handle maybe as well at the beginning as maybe we are presently. But we've learned, with God's help, we've learned some beautiful things and some amazing spiritual lessons, a lot of changes, some temporary, some maybe a little more permanent. And the world might not be what it once was, but even so, here we have no lasting city. The world is always is kind of passing away, and we're preparing for a place, a kingdom that will never end.
Hmm. Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director, talking today about finding peace in the midst of change, and what's been your experience of that. When life turns chaotic, maybe something happened you didn't see coming. How have you been able to find peace in the midst of that? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father Sam Martin, let's take some phone calls for you, and let's start with Mike listening in Carlsbad, California. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the program today.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say I what I really love about the Catholic Church, though I really didn't like participate officially in the Catholic Church besides going into the Catholic Church to pray alone, because I think that's really a big deal that Jesus said that my Father's house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And I think that right now, the fact that most of the Catholic churches leave their doors open to pray is a big part of that being true. And the fact that the Catholics observe the idea of being a church without walls as being a universalist, which matches up with Philippians 2, that we will all bow before the King of Kings. And I do think right now that the whole Mark of the Beast thing might be related to the heart not being ready to worship a king, but to be under a princely reign of fake churches who don't want to talk about the coming king and the coming kingdom that fits with a lot of beliefs around the world with our universal church idea.
Yeah, and Mike, let me ask you. So, I mean, those are great insights for us. Does that then help you find peace in a pretty crazy world?
Totally, because I think that when we realize that Matthew is one of the least taught books of the Bible, and that was about a king who came and was killed, and it seems like now he's been deleted, especially in a lot of denominations that are really into figuring out which part of the sands that Abraham said were going to be his sons were really his sons. That God told him that his sons would be as the sand of the sea. So it seems to me that the remnant, whether it's, you know, the Catholic denomination, if you want to say that, or, you know, even other parts of the country, other countries that might not even have been reached by knowing the real Christ, but yet in their heart they might know him. I think that might be the real remnant that we're looking for, that's ready to bow to a king that's coming to earth. But I think that a lot of these other ideas, like the rapture, could be a trap to...
Well, yeah, Mike, I want to stay on topic here, so I'm going to let Father Sam Martin weigh in here. But he brings up some really, really good points. I mean, with everything going on in the world, just come back. Come back to the Lord, certainly in the Catholic Church, where we have so many sacraments to be able to encounter, as I like to say, just to have those one-on-one encounters with Jesus in the sacraments. But this is a time, I think, Father Martin, for us to remember that Jesus is King. He is with us. We can trust him. And maybe it's a pretty chaotic time in our lives, but the Lord is still with us, isn't he?
Yeah, Mike makes some good points. Like Jesus has revealed that he wants churches to be open, a place of prayer, a place of silence and solitude and recollection. It's where that peace, that no one else can give. Jesus gives peace, not as the world gives it. And of course, we find him most truly present in the Eucharist and every tabernacle around the world. And there are other interpretations, and there, you know, the devil, Bishop Barron always points out, the devil is the great scatterer. You know, he wants division, he wants unrest, he wants all sorts of vindictiveness, and we fight against each other. And that's the Tolkien insight too, that nowhere is the power of the evil one more manifest than the estrangement of the people who really should be friends, but they're fighting against each other when in fact they should unite their efforts to fight him. He's the only real enemy, and St. Paul points this out. It's not the flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, fallen angels, that they're really ones that are stirring things up, and they foment this kind of division. So a Catholic is always meant to be universal, that Jesus willed that he died for all people, and he has to extend now first God's chosen people, the Jewish race that God has grafted to himself in a very unique way, but through the Jews now salvation for the Gentiles, for all people. And how he's worked this out over the centuries, he has had some help of the holy men and women that have been more trusting, and he's had a lot of hindrance. That some of us can be willful and so forth. But in the end, it's time spent with the Lord. I mean, St. John of the Cross said that, one act of pure love, pure charity, is worth more than 100 years of the most frenetic activity. And pure love is Jesus. It's God and spending time with him. So the contemplatives in the world, they teach us that and there's a peace, and it helps us then to live in a changing world. It was the Carthusian model, right? And that's the St. Bruno founded them about 1,000 years ago, and it's the one order that's never been reformed because, well, they just kind of stayed true to their original charism, the way that God wanted them to worship. They've stayed true to that, and it's beautiful. I'm not going to get it quite right, but their mantra is that as the world turns, the cross remains still, that the cross is the axis of the world. And so what happened at Calvary was for all time and all places. And we do well to return there, to stay there. That's the Mass. It's the Paschal mystery, his death and his resurrection and his ascension into heaven to now restore this, what was a severed connection between heaven and earth. And the Mass brings heaven to earth each time it's offered. So, Mike, you do well to spend time in that church. And I have a parish that we can't keep it open all the time. In a kind of a little more dicey part of the city. But I know Jesus wants our church to be open. And we're doing what we can to keep it open as often as we can because, and we learned that through quarantine, too, when churches were locked down and so forth, that probably we're all revisiting that, thinking about that, praying about that, of course, the common good, safety, health, all those things are preeminent values, but so is to worship the one true God and to somehow keep churches open. I think that what we've learned is that we want to do that in the future and to handle whatever. Having learned from this tough year that we just are passing through.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Good to have you on the program today. We are talking today about finding peace in the midst of change. What's been your experience of that? Maybe when life turns chaotic and change is all around you, when you're confronted with some change you didn't see coming, how have you been able to find peace in the midst of that? Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions."
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life spiritual directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life. I'm Chuck Neff, along with our producer, Nick Schmitz. Jake Moore is answering your phone calls today. Father Sam Martin, our spiritual director. Father Martin, one of our regular contributors with us from the beginning of The Inner Life, a priest in the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, currently pastor of Holy Name of Jesus Parish, that in Wausau, talking today about finding peace in the midst of change. How do you do that? What's your experience of that? And when life turns crazy, chaotic, all those things just jumping into your life you weren't expecting, and life is changing. How have you been able to find peace in the midst of that? We'd love to hear your story. Toll-free phone number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Don't forget you can email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Sam Martin, lots of phone calls. Let's head back there, and let's start with Denise listening in California. Hello, Denise. Thanks for the call. Welcome to the program today.
Well, hello there, and thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to say thank you to you, Mr. Neff, for your show. It's been wonderful.
Well, thank
and
you.
I every time that I turn this on, I get something out of it, and I'm really going to miss hearing your voice, I'll tell you that. So I hope whoever takes over does as good a job as you on this.
Well, let me say, trust me, he will. Josh Raymond is going to be the new host of The Inner Life. If you haven't heard, this is my last week on Relevant Radio and The Inner Life. Just time to move on, retiring. Father Douglas McKay, one of our regular contributors here, he's actually going to be on the show on Friday. He said to me a week or two ago, "Chuck, you're not retiring, you're rewiring." Well, we're going to find out if that's true or not. But anyway, Denise, thank you for the kind words. All of everybody, the emails and the Facebook posts and everything, I'm just humbled, to be honest with you, by the kind words from so many of you. So thank you for that. And Denise, thank you for the kind words. And now Chuck is going to jump out of the way and let you talk with Father Sam Martin.
Well, the change that's been happening in my life has been tremendous. I've been a self-employed person for most of my life, and we needed help. So I got a job, and I had the job for 3 years, really liked it, was doing well. And then I got laid off, and then my identity was stolen, and then I had a scare with cancer, and then I started up with another job process that entailed a huge background check, and I was at the threshold of getting hired. This just happened yesterday, and there was a change within the department, and my position that I was going to take is now no longer there. I don't know what to do next. It's been the most tumultuous period of time. I have a very difficult marriage. He had almost died a couple of years ago. It's just been a long, drawn-out, difficult thing. And I get through it with, I'll tell you what, with rosaries and mass and relevant radio and shows like this and hearing, you know, these kinds of voices, your voice and all the people that are involved with this. That's how I stay sane. And I really appreciate everybody at Relevant Radio, I'll tell you that. I don't know. I just now just don't know what to think. I have to try to stop thinking, I guess, and just let go, let God or something. I don't know what to do next. It's just been so crazy.
Well, first, Denise, we're grateful for your call and for being so vulnerable. That's actually the hardest thing and probably the best thing is in the light is where God, that's where he lives. And you know, that he communicates, he heals, he gives hope. It's in the darkness that the devil, he ties us in the knot. So typically we need to tell somebody, we need to share what can be a great hurt. I was just with my group of priests that we've been meeting together for years, and we share the struggles of our life as so as to be a support. We can't fix each other, and that's really not our job, and it's hard for us as men to, you know, to admit that, but we, in being vulnerable with each other, there's something happens in suffering. There's a bond that is forged that is, the devil can't penetrate it. It's the body of Christ that is the dying and the rising of our Lord, and we're dying and rising too, and it's not just once at the end of our life, but you've been experiencing death in many ways. But out of that, G.K. Chesterton, the great convert, always said that we have a God who knows his way out of the tomb. First, we admit that we're in the tomb. We don't know how we're in here again. I mean, how many times, Lord? But please, you know, and unbind me, give me a new opportunity, something that couldn't have been except that we went through some hard things, and then we look back and we'd like to maybe omit it or white it out, but we'd say I'd be a different person. God drew something out of that I wouldn't wish that kind of suffering on others, but I can see the fruit of it now. So by being vulnerable, by just admitting, acknowledging, sharing this with someone, well, with lots of people today, Denise, you've already taken a big step in courage and trust, and what's going to come we can't see. I mean, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, she said that each day there's a horizon, and by God's grace we'll get to that next horizon, but we can't see past that. God can, and he knows the whole of our pilgrimage, so from beginning until end, even before we live it. That doesn't somehow compromise our free will, but he sees differently than we do, and we want to naturally see past that horizon. We want to know how it's going to end. In a way, we already do, that the man who died on the cross, he walked away from his tomb. And whatever we might suffer, whenever we might die, we too, by his grace, will rise again. And so admitting, acknowledging, why is this happening? It's just hard to say. It's the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of evil. I am reminded of St. Don Bosco, who had these kind of fantastic dreams that he would interpret. And the one was everybody knows this one about the boat and stormy seas, and it's going to capsize. It's just not seaworthy. But then the boat is tied to two pillars. One is the Eucharist, and the other is the Blessed Mother. And then Don Bosco understood that if the church is true to Jesus, you know, that's her spouse, that's her bridegroom. If she is true to him, and especially in the Eucharist, and always devoted to the Mother of God, then she'll make it to those distant shores, which we call God's kingdom, eternal life in heaven above. And it's not so far away, and you've been through this much, and by God's grace, what happens through suffering is we become bitter, and we throw in the towel and quit, or we become unshakable, unflappable. There are people that get to a point in their life that their faith has been tested so often and so, you know, in such a deep way that faith now is there until the end. And if you've not already arrived at that point, it's hard to say about ourselves. We probably don't really know if we've achieved the point, which is for the best. We might become proud, but you're getting there. This is a step in that direction. And all the things that you've mentioned, we have a whole army. It's more of a family, really, that is the image of men and women at prayer. And we're remembering you, Denise, and the struggles that they sound unfair and unwarranted, but even so are a part of your life. But we'll wait and see how God, what he does to integrate these things, and to so that we'd say, you know, it almost seems like it had to be. That was the best way. That was the way, the path that you traced for me. And the people in heaven, this much is certain, that they'd tell us now it was worth it. You know, that the Italians, lots of different languages have the same little phrase, vale la pena, is it worth the punishment? Is it worth the pain? Is it worth the effort? And everybody in heaven would say, yep, yeah, we went through that too. So thanks for your testimony, Denise. I'm just thinking of one other anecdote. St. Therese's parents, you know, they both suffered an awful lot. There's a book called The Story of a Family, and her famous book, of course, is The Story of a Soul, but The Story of a Family is mostly about her mom and dad. They're both canonized saints, and her mom, Zelie, had breast cancer and went to Lourdes for a cure. And it was a miserable trip. Everything that could have gone wrong did, and she accepted it. A woman of heroic faith. And now we see that that's what made her a saint, accepting suffering that she didn't want, she didn't choose, probably resisted and even resented maybe for a moment. But in the end, by God's grace and the goodness in her heart, she accepted it. And the world is a better place for her, for having been so courageous. So, and the same we could say about you, Denise. We'll support you with our prayers, and we'll know that God will draw some great good from all the things that you've gone through here in these recent months and years.
Yeah, and Denise, if you don't mind me asking, is that helpful to you in any way?
Very helpful. Very, very helpful. And I have become super faithful, even more faithful. The more stuff that seems to be thrown at me, the more I have to depend on God. And so my faith is just super strong. I'm even actually trying to stop having any alcohol at this point in time, just for my own health. So I'm even, you know, and it's Lent and I'm trying to, you know, give things up, and I'm so dependent on prayer and God and church and Saint Joseph and the Blessed Mother, and yes, what he said is very helpful, and I feel pretty good, actually, in spite of it all. I'm waiting. I just don't know really. I don't want to make any rash moves. I don't know what to do next. I don't know if I should start job hunting again or just take a break and see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Denise, God bless you. Lots of people praying for you, coast to coast and around the world, as I like to say on The Inner Life. So, but hey, thank you for calling in today. We appreciate you doing that. Father Sam Martin, our spiritual director, talking about peace, finding peace in the midst of change. Let's take another phone call. Joe, listening in the Chicagoland area, thank you for waiting and welcome to The Inner Life today.
Thank you, Chuck. About 14 years ago, 13 years ago, I got divorced after a long marriage, and I was pretty lost, and I've always been slow to change. I've always resisted it, but the Lord led me to this wonderful radio station called Relevant Radio, and my life is so much changed because of it. And he also led me to a guy named Chuck Neff, who is my favorite, and I really am sad to see you go, but you have to do your thing. And I called it once before, I don't know if you'll remember this, and I said, you know, Chuck, you're like a priest. You know, the way you handle and carry the show. And you said to me, thanks. But my wife, Judy, you know, she's probably glad I didn't become a priest. But
I do remember that, Joe. I do, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's been quite a road for me. But you know, we're all in the Lord's hands. He knows what's going on. He knows what we're doing or what he's doing for us. And we may not understand it, but thy will, his will be done, not mine. And we just have to go with the flow. And, yeah, I'd say the greatest thing, finding relevant radio and also singing in the funeral choir at my parish, which we haven't been able to do in over a year for funerals, but hopefully it'll come back. And so I just want to wish you the best, Chuck.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that a lot. And Father Sam Martin's been with us from the beginning. And Father, I mean, we certainly, we hear it on this program a lot, but certainly grateful that maybe whatever we're doing here is touching the hearts of people all over the country. But you can hear change. The growth, Father, is just extraordinary when we let the Lord work in our lives.
Yeah, Joe, you make anybody that's affiliated with Relevant Radio grateful to God that the design was, you know, what Chuck says at the beginning of the program, you know, that the Inner Life is to bring a little bit of help, a little bit of hope and healing and all those things. And and in your case, Joe, you'd be a witness to that. You'd say that in your life you went through a real hurt and the kind of suffering that can lead to darkness and despair and just kind of turning our back on God. He never abandons us, but even so we feel forsaken, and we feel that somehow he doesn't understand. But Joe, you, by your own cooperation with God's grace and the influence of Relevant Radio, which brings the gospel, and that's good news to all people. It's the news of a God who was not afraid to suffer, a God who came into our world, and he conquered it, not by power and great displays of authority, which he could have, because he has those in limitless fashion, but he came and conquered by his love, his willingness to hurt with us and from us and for us, and out of that to show us that his mercy is deeper than evil. There is evil, and there's an evil one, and he's got minions that fight against our human race that try to pull us away from God. But they have no authority over him, the one who is the Alpha and the Omega. And so, Joe, we're grateful, and I know it means a lot to Chuck to hear these things too, you know, because whatever you say about change, it's a part of our life, but it's not an easy part. And as we get older, it's something that we accept in faith, but we resist too in different parts of our hearts. That's where we really try to allow these things to be an encounter with God. And like you said, Joe, that thy will be done, and that's today's gospel. It's our life to say, put out into the deep, what your command, Lord. But not at my own behest. Now, I'm not going to be a self-directed person anymore, Lord. I felt that you called me, and I intend, with your help, to be faithful until the end. Let me, Lord, just finish the course according to your designs, and that's a source of happiness and adventure. So when Chuck is retiring, rewiring, that's a good one. I like that. And but now that's a risky thing, because now you had your life that you kind of did very well, very beautifully. You were an instrument in God's hands, and you can remember all these beautiful graces. But now you're taking a step out, and that's, we will be praying for you, Chuck, as whatever God has in store for you next.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. And, Joe, thanks for joining us. Pleasure to have you on the program today, and thanks for the kind words. It's good to have you with us today. Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director, talking today about finding peace in the midst of change. What's your experience of that when life has turned chaotic, something happened you didn't expect? How were you able to find peace in the midst of that? And maybe you haven't been able to do that. But if you'd like to join us, it's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
If you missed part of the program, you can listen to this show and any of your favorites on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life. Father Sam Martin is our spiritual director. Father, Martin is a priest in the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, pastor of Holy Name of Jesus in Wausau, talking today about finding peace in the midst of change. A little bit of time left and phone lines are open. We'll see if we can get a few more phone calls in here. But toll free if you'd like to join us. How do you deal with change in your life? 888-914-9149 is our toll-free phone number. Before we get back to another phone call, Father Sam Martin, I just want to take a moment here and say thank you. You've been part of our cadre of priests from the very beginning. We've been on the air with the Inner Life for almost 15 years, and we've only been together a couple of times. The first time was the March for Life in Washington, D.C., 1,000 years ago, and been up to the parish when you were in Marshfield for a while. And I just wanted to publicly say thank you for all you do for the church, for your friendship. Even though we don't see each other very much, I've got to tell you that I just number all of you priests on the Inner Life as really good, good friends. When we get together, we spend an hour together, well, maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months, but we talk about the important things in life. I know you want to talk about the Brewers and I want to talk about the Cardinals, but we're going to talk about important things. So I just wanted to say thank you for all you do for Relevant Radio, all you do for the church, and all you do for Chuck and Judy Neff. It's just been a real gift to know you, and thank you so much for being part of the Inner Life while I've been here.
It's been an honor and a privilege, Chuck, and you know, there's always a kind of a sadness when something good runs its course, bittersweet. Sweet because we know that we've had the privilege of working together, and we've received far more than we've given, and that's always a sign of doing God's work. There's a joy, and even in our failures, as long as they're given to the Lord, there's something beautiful that comes of it. But the bitterness is that it was good, Lord, to be here. This weekend's gospel is always the Transfiguration, the second Sunday of Lent, and we'd like to build three tents and settle down. But it's nice to know I have a friend in St. Louis. I can't have many because they're mostly Cardinal fans. But anyway, but to know that you and Judy will continue to serve the Lord and do so much good in this earth. Well, we look forward to that final communion with God and all of His elect, and we hope with His help and our cooperation, we shall have the taste of that final victory someday. But, Chuck, it's been an honor. I was just looking back. I think I got on board about 2007, and you know that time flies when you're having fun, and it has. So thank you, Chuck. Yeah.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you. Thank you. No kidding. Father Sam Martin, our spiritual director, talking about finding peace in the midst of change. Let's take another phone call. Pat, listening in California. Thank you for the call. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Inner Life today.
Hi, Chuck and Father Martin. I was driving back from church, and I heard your topic on change, and I said, boy, that fits right in with what I'm going through. I'm 79 years of age, wiser for being older, and I've gone through cancer, and I've gone through losing my husband 5 years ago, and I've been blessed, though, with having my my daughter, my niece. She's not my daughter, but she's like a daughter, and her little girl move in with me. But now in the state I'm living in, it's become too expensive here to continue, so we're moving to Texas, and it's going to be a big change for me. And I just wanted a few pearls of wisdom from you about handling this big change. I've lived here for 42 years, so but I know it will be good. So with that, I'll listen to you.
Yeah, Pat, we're grateful for your phone call, especially your faith, which I can hear, and that's a beautiful gift, not just to you, but now to all of us. We can see that here's a woman that has gone through some difficult things, some very human things, but still is faithful to the Lord. So I guess we ask for God to give us the grace to grieve, that we all handle, at least we should handle things with a light touch, because we don't own anything, really. It all belongs to the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's Job from the Old Testament. And so, but there's a grieving, and we do well to name it and to acknowledge it and to ask God to help us with it. Grieving is a form of love. It means that there are many memories that you form there, Pat. There, you raised your family there. You experienced God's love there. You saw so much good. There were some hard things, too, things that could have led you in a very different direction, except the Lord's providence and your acceptance of His divine assistance. So to be ready to grieve, to ask for the grace to grieve with hope, to remember that as Mary and John, St. John, stood at the foot of the cross, they were leaving what they had known, and everything was going to change. There were no assurances of what was going to come next. Now, the Blessed Virgin Mary, because of her deep faith, may have suspected that there was something. Jesus wouldn't, it couldn't end like this. But no one really knew what was coming next. So Our Lady of Sorrows, all the saints, they've all had to grieve. They all had to leave this world too. And to see this as a preparation, that, you know, before we go to bed at night, it's always a little preparation for that eternal rest. You know, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. So the idea of, that we're always preparing for that final Passover, and you're just going to get a little more practice, and it's going to be a kind of a radical one to leave family and friends in a place that has been your home on this earth for so long. And to ask people to pray, which is what effectively you've done by calling in, Pat. You're going to get a prayer now, and you'll feel the support of that. As a priest, we go through this many times. It never gets easier. I think it gets harder. We get very attached to people and to places. But we do this so as to be an example to the whole world that someday the Lord is going to say it's time to go. And we put our hand to the plow. We try not to look back. We're tempted to. We want to live in the past. But that is already gone. Like Heraclitus said, you can't put your foot in the same river twice. That's already flown. That river has passed us by. So the Lord is, He always says, rise, let us be on the way. And you followed Him faithfully your whole life, Pat, and you'll follow Him until the end. He'll be in Texas, too. He's in Wisconsin. Well, preeminently, he's here, but he does tend to go into other states as well. But anyway, Pat, I think you've done something beautiful by being vulnerable, by admitting that it's a cause of anxiety or maybe some fear. But faith is able to, you know, perfect love casts out fear. And God loves you perfectly, Pat, and He'll help you.
Yeah. Pat, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. A new adventure in Texas, that's for sure. I'm always taken with those moments in life that I try to go into it, Father Martin, with as a new adventure. Let's keep our eyes open. Let's see how God leads us and how God works in our life. So, Pat, God bless you on the journey in front of you. Trust me that. I've only got about a minute, and we're not going to be able to get to the rest of our phone calls, unfortunately, today. But can you talk about a little bit about detachment? I love to talk about detachment. I learned years ago, and it's not easy, but do not get upset about things you cannot control. And so one of our listeners in Minnesota, Judy, just emailed and said, my husband slipped on the ice this past weekend, broke a couple of ribs, punctured a lung. This has changed everything. I have to take a week off from work to be my husband's nurse. So change is all around us, isn't it, Father? And we just sometimes we can't control it, but and then just to detach ourselves from what we cannot control.
Yeah, I guess as soon as we are aware of it, and, you know, then we just try to turn it over to God, and, you know, that we have to calm down a little bit, you know, that all things are passing. This is the, you know, St. Teresa of Avila had that bookmark, right, that let nothing trouble you, let nothing frighten you, all things are passing, God alone is changeless. Patience gains all things, he who has God is wanting in nothing, God alone suffices. So we try to remember that and live that, and the world's a better place.
Father Sam Martin, our spiritual director, time to wrap things up. Father, as you know, we'd like to close with a final blessing for all of our listeners.
May God, who is unchanging in His love and His mercy, may He bless and guide and protect each one of our listeners now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Father Sam Martin, God bless you. Thanks for joining us today, and for the last 15 years, it's been a real gift for all of us here at Relevant Radio. Thanks to Father Sam Martin. Thanks to you for joining us today. Thanks for all of your kind notes about retiring. I'm so edified and humbled by your kind words. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. We're celebrating Mass here in less than 60 seconds. 12:30 Central, The Faith Explained with Cale Clark. And we're back tomorrow. Hope to see you then.